What's up, guys? Welcome to the Simply Celeste podcast. I'm Selena, and every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll be coming on with a new episode. The show is all about lifestyle, mindset, and business, giving you the tools you need to live your best life. I believe that everyone deserves to live their best life, so go ahead and share, subscribe, and take notes, because the show is going to be absolutely amazing. As always, you can find me on all my social media platforms under Selena Celeste. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Now, let's get into the show. All right, guys, so let's get deep down in the topic for today. And my topic is, I think, something very important for our society to really grasp. Because, first of all, we're going to be talking about why you shouldn't give a crap about what people think about you and how that ultimately holds you back as a person. And it holds you back from being your true, most genuine self. So, I personally think that this concept of caring about what other people think about you is one of the biggest ways to hold yourself back as an individual, as a person who is unique to this world. And I honestly struggled with it a lot, like, as I was growing up, being in a school setting, being in social settings with other people, and just being myself. It's hard. You want to be part of a group and be part of a community, and it's only human nature that you would want to be accepted into a group, into a family of some sorts, into a social clique, as they say. So it's only natural that you would want to fit in, but it becomes destructive when you start putting on masks, right? When people start using you as a doormat, when your kindness is taken for granted, or you're taken for granted, and people are using you, and people don't have respect for you because you're such a people pleaser, and you care too much about what other people think, that you don't really understand, like, why are all these people mistreating me? Anyway, It's only like natural, but the consequences are greater when you care too much about what other people think about you. So I just want to get into four main points of why you shouldn't give a fuck about what people care about you and how it can ultimately make you more successful in the long run. So guys, first point is, mostly in life, people do not care. Like, they don't care about you. And I'll use an example. Let's say you're at a party, right? You're at a party, you walk in, and everyone turns around and looks at you, right? It's kind of intimidating, but in that instance, people aren't thinking like, oh, look at the shoes she's wearing, look at the dress she's wearing, look at the hat that they're wearing. They're not thinking about that. They don't care. They just look at you and be like, oh, look, a person, or whatever short-term mindset that they had, and they just go on their way. Mostly, people don't really care who you are and what you're doing outside of your intimate friends groups, right? So random people you see, like, most of them don't even care. And having the mindset of, oh my god, like, I wonder what they think of me, is just not appropriate, because they mostly don't care about who you are. It's just natural, and it's just human nature when someone doesn't know you. So you're wasting your energy and your time in caring about what that person thinks about you, and it's a waste of your energy. I have to say, guys, when I'm driving on the road and I stop at a stoplight and I'm like jamming out to my favorite song, right, and I'm like singing along, and I look over to the guy next to me in the blue Prius and I point at him and I start singing to him, I honestly, I don't care, because I'm probably never going to see him again, you know? And it's a thing that you have to grasp. Like, I'm probably never going to see these people ever again in my life, right? And they probably don't care enough about me to actually put in the energy to make thoughts about myself. So, realizing that you're probably never going, there's like a 1 in 100 chance you're ever going to meet that person again, and they just don't care, really helps you dial down on like the mindset, like I shouldn't be wasting my energy thinking about this because it's not important to them. Why should I care? But there is a balance between caring about what people think about you and the people who are very important in your life, which brings me into point number two, right? So you have to create a balance because there are people's opinions who you should care about. Mostly the people who are important to you in your life, like people who have opinions that you mainly care about, like your mom and your immediate family members, your spouse, people like that. Yes, you should definitely care what they think about you, right? But everyone else outside of that circle, whose opinion you don't really value that much, you shouldn't care. And it's like I said, it's a waste of your energy. It's not like you wake up every day and you're like, oh gosh, like I wonder what so and so is going to think about me today. It's just not an important matter. But when you are surrounded by people whose opinions you value, like those people that I listed off, definitely, definitely take into consideration their opinion of you, yes. But you have to find a balance between the people who matter and the people who don't. And you need to identify that within yourself and be like, hey, whose opinion do I really value? And put your energy towards caring about that and not caring about what other people think about you. And it kind of goes in the sense of being on social media as well. Like, life is way too short to care about people who exist in a free app, right? To care about what they think about you. And I'm not like trying to be like heartless or anything, but it's true, guys. And I see this a lot on social media. A lot of people are so obsessed with like, I gotta like make the right post. I gotta like take the perfect picture. I gotta present my way in this certain manner so I look like this, so people think of me like this. When in all reality, it doesn't matter because there's so much more behind the scenes of a post and of a picture of a person's life, you know? And so they, when they depict themselves of being someone who's really perfect on social media, you have to know that that's not all there is to it. And you have to know that it's not, it doesn't matter what people think about you on social media because we're all kind of like, you know, doing the highlights of our lives and posting certain things. So it only makes sense that, you know, someone is going to judge you, yes, but does their opinion really matter? They are some random person or maybe someone that you know, but it's a matter of who you feel and whose opinion you feel is valuable to your life. So definitely identify that and go from there. And if you feel like you're being judged by someone, ask yourself, is this someone who I value? Is their opinion valuable to me and myself? And if not, don't care. It's that simple. I'm really big on this, guys, and I really embody this, but we have to realize that we are unique. Every single person on this planet is unique. We're not meant to be a copy and paste of one another. We're not meant to be following all in the same direction as one another. We're all unique. We have our own styles, our own special musical tastes, our own special traits and habits and things that make us us, like our quirks. And they're all unique to each one of us. And realizing when you're out in the world and you realize that you're not connecting with everyone and you're worried about what other people might think of you because you're not exactly like them is a waste of your time because you are your own unique person and you're not going to connect with everyone. You're not going to be on everyone's level because you have your own special way of yourself, your own special song, let's say. You have your own special song that comes out from you, and some people aren't in tune to that song, right? They're not on your level. But the most important thing is that you shouldn't care about what other people think about you because what happens is people with their own special song, you know, try and connect with people and they don't like them and they're too busy and preoccupied caring about what other people think about them, they end up putting on masks, right? And they end up burying a part of themselves that they think won't be accepted by other people in your peer group, in your family, in your coworker, in your job environment. And they start putting on masks, right? And they don't express their true, genuine self. And that creates not only depression, but self-doubt and anxiety because you're not expressing yourself genuinely. And the only way, guys, I will say this from experience, the only way to find true, true friends who love and care about you and accept you for who you are is if you're expressing your most genuine self, right? Without limits at all. So wearing a mask and trying to fit in and caring about what other people think about you is not expressing yourself genuinely, and you're not going to attract the right people to you who admire your song, the example that I was talking to you about earlier. So realizing that you're your own unique person and you have your own unique quirks and that you're not going to connect with everyone and that you may not be on some people's level is okay. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to accept you. And being just caught in a mindset of, oh God, what do they think about me? Do they like me? Do they not like me? What do I need to change about myself so they can like me? It's just self-destructive, guys. And you should just focus on being your most genuine, true self, and the right people will come to you. And the right people will hear that song that you have uniquely to yourself, and they will admire that, and they will come to you, and you will have real, true friends. Don't be mad about the people who are in your life, who are in your life and being mean to you or not treating you right if you're not expressing your most genuine self. Like, you can't even be mad about that. So that's a really big thing. Like, make sure you're expressing your most genuine self, and the right people will come to you. But if not, who cares what they think about you? They're just not right for you. All right, guys? And another big point is that you not caring about what other people think about you overall makes you a stronger person and makes you more confident. But it's true. When you exercise the thoughts of not everyone's going to like me and I don't care, not everyone's going to accept me, but I don't care, I don't care what they think about me, I'm not going to let that stop me from going for my dreams, for my passions. I'm not going to let that stop me from being my most authentic self. I'm not going to let that stop me from doing the things I love. You build more confidence, not only in yourself, but your life becomes so much more true to who you are. People just become these creatures of, like, you know, people-pleasing, and they just become a completely different person when they're always under the impression, the mindset of, oh gosh, should I post this because what so-and-so might think of me, or should I wear this because of what so-and-so might think of me? You become like this shell of a person of who you are, and when you exercise of being your true, genuine self and not giving a fuck about what other people think of you, you build so much confidence in who you are, because that's not something that can hold you back anymore. And it's one of the biggest things that holds people back, is caring about what people think about them. And when you're able to be true to yourself and genuine to who you are, your life flourishes in a way that's just beautiful, and you're happy because you're expressing your most genuine self to the world, no matter what people think about you and no matter what people may comment or say behind your back. You have confidence in yourself, and the confidence builds into self-love, and it builds into happiness, and it builds into happiness for others, and you start attracting the right people into your life, and you start attracting the right circumstances into your life when you are genuine and true. So guys, I must say, please don't let other people's opinions hold you back from your goals and your dreams and your wants. And don't let it hold you back from being your most true, genuine self, because you only have one life. And when you are caught up into the emotions of caring about what other people think of you, you're just wasting your time. Because a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, whatever thing you were freaking out about, whatever dress you were wearing that you were afraid that people were going to judge you for, or whatever thing that you posted that you were afraid that people were going to look down on you for, it's not going to matter in the long run. What matters in the long run is what you think about yourself and what you are able to do with your life and what you're able to do in the world and how you're able to impact people. That's what truly matters. It's not about who's the coolest. It's not about who fits in the most. It's not about who has the newest technology and the gadgets. That's all really flashy and cool, but people forget about that. And it's materialistic, and it's not like something that comes and it's something that comes and goes on this earth. But who you are and what you think about yourself is way more important on a scale of life priorities, right? So make sure that you realize, give yourself a perspective shift and be like, okay, this is my life, and I'm not gonna let other people bring me down when, in all reality, one, they probably don't care. Two, they're probably not someone of important value that I will value their own opinion of myself. Three, I'm unique, so I know everyone's not gonna like me. And four, I'm not even gonna let myself get down about that because I'm not gonna let that break down my confidence. Those are all the four things that I listed throughout this video. So it's important to realize all those things and take them in stride because, guys, again, I must say, we're all unique. We all have our own unique song that we sing into this world, our own unique styles and quirks and personality traits. And if you don't fit in with everyone, it's okay. And if people have something bad to think about you, it's important that you know who you are, right? So when people think something about you and it's not true, you won't even care because you're gonna be like, I know who I am. And I know that that's not true or that's false, and I'm not gonna let that affect me. And you can walk into any room with confidence. You can walk into any party with confidence. You can talk to anybody with confidence because you have confidence in yourself, and you're not gonna let that stop you. You just finished listening to a brand new episode of the Simply Celeste podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And as always, you can find me on social media at Selena Celeste or Simply Celeste Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And as always, I'll see you guys later for another episode.